There's a couple of things I wanted to ask you about. I know that you're supposed to talk about your new book, but...
Oh, yes. My new book, Full Frontal to Nudity.
So what was the inspiration for that?
Well, it really started because I live here in Hollywood, and in Hollywood, people never say what they mean. You know, they're always saying, you know, let's face it, you need a shovel to get through any conversation in this town. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. So I then came up with Judy's Hollywood to English Dictionary. By the way, do you have a copy of the book?
I don't, but I've seen a little preview segment that your publicist...
You know what I mean. There's three different sections. I mean, it's really... What's fun about the book, it's very colorful. There's pictures. It's almost like, even if you're illiterate, which is 30% of this country, it's a very entertaining book. You have to look at it because it's a lot of fun, right, with all the pictures?
Well, I have to say that in looking at the segment that I saw, it looked like you were having a lot of fun making it.
Yeah. I don't know what you saw, but it's also, you know, entertaining, right? I mean, it's like...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you were in a lot of different photographs and a lot of different get-ups, portraying
yes.
a lot of different...
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Yes. And so my favorite, the Hollywood to English Dictionary will be best friends forever we'll wave to each other on the red carpet. You know, and people always say, oh, I love your work. That really, what they're really saying is, I just saw your sex tape. Hello?
I'm laughing.
Okay. And then, I'm always on time. Well, here in L.A., that means I'll be 40 minutes late. You know, people that say, oh, no, I'm always on time. You know, they're 40 minutes late. That's what it means. Because they're never on time.
Right.
In this town. Am I correct?
Well, traffic is brutal.
I don't care. But we know what that means.
Yes, absolutely. Now, in Long Beach, it's a little different. You know, we do try to be on time. I think we're not quite as jilted as the people in L.A., but, you know.
Oh, yes. You forgot the interview. So. Don't tell me that. let's do lunch. Good luck getting a hold of me. I'm a successful screenwriter means I'm in AA. you know, all these things. But anyway, there's at least 95 of those. Then I have a section, which is really fun, called, let's see, what is the second section is, Judy's Sassy Stoner Snacks for Love Slaves. So these are, I'm a snacker, but I think that I found out that a lot of people at about 3 o'clock need a snack, and I came up with these things. So they're just a lot of fun. And by the way, if you don't know how to cook, it's really good because I don't like to waste time cooking.
Right.
It takes too much time to be Martha Stewart, unless you're making that much money. Right?
Well, and then you have people do it for you.
Oh, hello. She's not doing it. It's the gay boys in back.
That's right.
I have these things. I have, well, here's one of them. How is this for, and there's a picture with me with a blow-up pool boy. It says, how is this for a Midsummer Night's Dream snack? Hummus and tortilla chips served atop a sweaty pool boy. And it's a really cool picture, fun picture. And then I've got, this is the Ben & Jerry's Chunky Monkey and Ruffles potato chips after a breakup with your lying, cheating pig. So it's a picture of me on the stairs eating, I have like a quart of Ben & Jerry's Chunky Monkey, and I'm eating it with chips.
That's beautiful.
The way it's really good.
It sounds great. I'm going to have to try some of these recipes.
Yeah, well, like I said, they're recipe snacks. You don't have to really cook. Then I have a few little simple recipes, which are actually Some of them are actually healthy. Let's see what, you know, then I have, oh, here's one. It says, don't forget to feed the help. Party with your chica, share cheese and caramel corn with champagne chaser, and play pin the tail on the sex donkey to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. So there's a picture of me. I don't know. It's just a lot of, you know, a lot of fun. Then I have quickie recipes, goddess stuffed mushrooms. Well, I call them goddess stuffed shrooms. And it's real simple stuff. Two slices of white bread, or if you have to be healthy, fake whole wheat bread, 24 large white mushrooms, and a stick of butter. No. So that's like simple stuff. And then I got, for a healthy snack, well, this is actually a meal, baked sassy salmon. And anyway. Then I have different, then the third section, there's other little autobiographical and just things that have happened on my travels, little stories, like, you know, my big fat secret, like when I was 200 pounds overweight in high school.
Now,
then I have the section 40 ways to breed a love slave, and then this is really great, love advice. And it's got a great picture of me with this guy who's like, you know, probably 72 years old in the store. And it says, the way to a man's heart is through his love of sports and his stomach. As men get older, all they want is spicy chicken wings and ESPN. Don't waste your time slaving over pot roast or rack of lamb. All they want is the rack of Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Well, you know, I think that's at least true for some people. I'm not a big sports fan myself, but, you know.
But you're into other sports.
Well, sure. I do admit to being a fan of Olympic beach volleyball, for example.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I have other. Here's some good advice. This is one, a picture of me. This is a great picture. This is like my throwback to Anne Margaret. I look sort of like Anne Margaret in this picture. So anyway, this is on page 135, and it says, never sleep with a guy on the first date unless he's Hugh Jackman or Ryan Reynolds. A man has to be teased into pursuing you. No matter how horny you are for him, do not submit, or you'll just be a notch on his belt. My friend Trina was always bringing guys over to her place for an after-dinner drink, which turned into a makeout session on her chaise lounge. Ladies, you must never do the chasing. The pig must chase you.
So now, like, does that work for you? Have you tried this?
Yeah, you don't sleep with a guy on the first date. Hello? No.
Well, have you gone out with Hugh Jackman?
No, I haven't gone out with Hugh Jackman, and it would be wrong because he's married. But, you know, if I were in a movie with him, I would have to go out with him.
That's true. That's true.
In the movie.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you're going to be involved in this big conference here in Long Beach for the California Women's Conference. And I was looking at the list of speakers and participants, and the thing that struck me, and I was wondering if you had any thoughts about this, is that it seems like there's an awful lot of self-help and relationship speakers. And, you know, it's the 21st century. Aren't there other more important things to talk about?
Like what? How to avoid an AK-47. Yes, that would be really important because that's going on all over the place. How do you protect yourself when there is absolutely no gun control in this country? I think that's kind of important. You can't, you know, right? They're not going to change the laws on that. And every time you turn around now, somebody's... How can you not, this is what I don't get, just ban all assault rifles? Because every time, Isn't it kind of a clue when a guy goes into the Walmart, let's say, in Arizona and says, yeah, I'd like four of those AK-47s, not just for protection, but we know what that means. It's to assassinate human beings. It's not to go hunting, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that would be good. I mean, I don't know how you, so that's an important issue. But as far as women, no, of course it's, that stuff is important. Self-help, I mean, that's the most important. What do you think Michael Phelps is doing now? No, I'm serious. What is Michael Phelps doing now?
Well,
he has achieved all that a human being can achieve for a young age, right? He's the greatest Olympian of all time.
Yeah.
So what is he doing?
I imagine that he's going to have some nice corporate sponsorships.
Well, he's already gotten a title. He is an ambassador. He's an ambassador of hope. And so what he does is he's going to go around the country to schools and give kids, you know, any kids with, you know, physical challenges and whatever, you know, hope. To that, hey, you can achieve your dreams, and you know, and then he's going to have, you know, a lot of it is, he said he got his self-confidence, you know, going into the pool. I mean, obviously the guy is, you know, very disciplined and has a super talent, but at any level, that's going to be helpful, right?
Sure, definitely.
So that's what I'm saying. That's self-help. Don't you think that's important? I think that's the most important for kids, building up their confidence. Well, it's the same thing for women. I mean, you know, everybody needs confidence, no matter what age you are.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I know. This is like, oh, I don't know. What do you think people should be talking about?
I don't know. I mean, when I was a little struck when I was looking at the long list of participants it seemed like everyone was talking about how to.
There's a lot of humor. Well, I'm in the humor thing, and
yes.
But what is it? I don't know. I don't even know the section. So what is the?
Well, actually, I thought that your name stood out amongst all the others as being pretty remarkable. I was like, Judy Tenuta. That's fantastic. So that's why I reached.
But I mean, aren't there other what's her name? Joanne Worley.
Yes. Yes, she will be there too.
And but who else? You have to tell me the names.
Oh gosh, I don't have the list in front of me. But
okay, that's all right. That's all right. But you're saying a lot of the other days it's going to be self-help.
Yes. Yes. And I was just...
But you know, they have to do what is going to appeal to women, right? I think that's a big thing for women.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, going back to what you were talking about as far as gun control, you know,
look what happened in Milwaukee. I mean, you know, and anybody can buy an assault, you know.
Well, what I was going to say was self-help is two things. One is getting your mind right, but also it's using learning new skills that can actually benefit you. And so I could see for example, you know, they could have a workshop for women at the conference learning how to become comfortable with assault weapons.
Well, you know what? At this point, you know, what else are we going to do? We're all becoming, this country is just going to become a huge militia. It's like, well, we're going to slaughter each other is really what it looks like, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I think on one level.
You don't see this kind of stuff happening anywhere in Europe. You know, like you go to Switzerland, I mean, you know, guns aren't allowed. Or even let's just go to Canada. Right?
Well, yeah. You know, the only downside to going to Canada is that there's Canadians there, but...
Well, no. The big downside is that it's 40 below even in July. So that's what I am not crazy about. You got to be like a moose hunter.
Well, have you been there during the summer? It's not much better.
Yeah, I have. I kind of enjoy... In Toronto, it's nice, and I also really like... What's the one? Oh, did you ever go to Bouchard Gardens? Oh my God!
Oh, in Vancouver, yeah, it's a beautiful there, definitely.
Isn't it beautiful? Yeah, there. I'm not talking about. Oh no, But even I've been to Montreal in July. It's very. I loved it.
Well, pardon me, my dog is barking. I really am sorry.
Your dogs are barking. Take them off. Stop those spike heels.
Yeah, no, the one time I was in Toronto in June, it felt like I was being hit in the head with a hot, wet mop.
Oh, my God, no, really?
Yeah. So that was my one impression.
But you have to, you were spoiled here in California. I mean, this is the absolute, you know, premier kind of weather you could have anywhere. Because I, you know, my mother lives in Florida, mm-hmm. and, you know, people go to Florida to die.
Right.
But, you know, in West Palm Beach, which is, you know, one of the, well, Palm Beach is the kingdom, of course, very, very, very old money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kennedys have a place there, and Hines, and all of those billionaire people. And, you know, it's nasty weather. They get, you know, they could have hurricanes anywhere, now really bad tropical storms, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's raining all the time, so I can't go there because I'm always having a bad hair day.
Well, I just don't understand why anyone lives anywhere else other than Southern California.
Guess what? Harlan is on the other line. Wait, say hi to him. Harlan, guess who I'm talking to on the other line?
I can't imagine.
Well, I'm having the interview.
I wonder if something might be done. I'm sorry, I'll call back.
Okay, but, yeah.
Yes, he can come by with the books, absolutely.
Okay, but I'll call you back. I need the address, okay? Okay, bye. That's Harlan.
That was Harlan, yes. He was great, by the way. He was really helpful.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know Harlan before?
No. Just met him to reach out to you.
He got in touch with you?
I actually got in touch with him, and he was very helpful in putting me in touch with you.
Well, that's great.
Yep.
I love that story. No, I love your idea. How to make women more comfortable with assault rifles.
Yeah, you know, I'm just thinking outside the box, really, is what I'm getting to. It's, you know, make the event more meaningful so that when you leave, you actually walk away with something of value, a new skill.
You know, it's really true. You need something like that. The good thing about that, anybody with assault rifles will cancel each other out.
That's right. But, you know, assault rifles are good as far as quantity, but not necessarily quality. You know, a good handgun can go, is much more accurate, I would say, than an assault rifle.
Well, and then at least you have a chance to run away. You know, I mean, even like in that horrible situation in the movie theater with that, and that, what I'm really, here's what we have to stop giving PR to mass murderers. This guy's face should not be anywhere. It should just be the victim, you know, showing you don't show this idiot who thought he was a Joker. Right.
Well, and you know, one of the victims that really hasn't gotten as much press is Christopher Nolan.
Okay, I'm sorry, do I know?
He's the director of the film.
Oh. Yeah, right, a big victim. The movie made a fortune.
Yeah, but that's a pretty serious criticism, you know. That I don't know how you move forward from there. As a creative person, you know, you have to kind of ask yourself, well, if my work is going to evoke these kinds of responses, do I want to continue?
Well, it's only because but you don't see, okay, this movie is released all over the world, right?
Sure.
You don't see this happening in other countries where they're not allowed to have even handguns.
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so, it's our country. We're just assassinating each other. It's just ridiculous.
It is. I agree.
I am very upset about it. It's just, you know.
I guess it's I guess it's too early to start making jokes, right?
No. I mean, I think it's absolutely true at this point. You know, well, this is why I believe in the right to bear arms. The real right to bear arms is the right to wear sleeveless gowns. And that's what our First Lady is endorsing. You never see this woman with sleeves on.
That's right. That's right.
Show your guns, honey. If you're going to show your guns, just show your arms. That's what the, that's what it should mean. And now, we're not talking about 1776 when you had to bear arms to protect yourself. Yes, I get that. You know, you had to carry, you had to, you know, right? We were fighting the Revolutionary War and, right, trying to get our independence. I get it. We don't need that anymore. And by the way, they didn't use assault rifles.
Yeah, that's true. That's
they
true.
They had cannons, and you know how they would, I don't even know what you call it, how you, you know, you take the, you know, put the powder, the gunpowder, I mean, it takes you a full minute just to reload.
So are you,
maybe longer.
Are you going on the record right now saying that you're in favor of the right to bear cannons?
Bear arms is the right to wear sleeveless gowns, just like our First Lady. That's what it really should mean in the 21st century. It is not the same as when the Constitution in 1776, when we were getting our independence, right?
Absolutely.
And we had to defend ourselves against the British. That, yeah, that's the right to bear arms. Yes, we were becoming an independent nation. Well, now, well, guess what? Okay, it would be fair if we all had the same kind of, okay, yeah, you have the right to have a cannon, you have the right to have a gunpowder gun. You have the right to reenact the Revolutionary War in your backyard or whatever. Right?
Yeah, well, you know,
a civil war.
That would really put a new spin on drive-bys, you know, if they had to use flintlocks.
Drive-bys?
Yeah, if gangsters had to use flintlocks.
Oh, my God, it would be just great. It would be so, we would, oh, my God. Are you kidding me with this? We would just have so much lower crime.
They'd have to either drive by really slowly or have to go around the block like four or five times.
Right?
Exactly.
I love it. I love it.
So, do you ever come down to Long Beach just to hang out?
You know what? I usually go once. I like to go around. I go around Easter time to the. I go to the. I like the Aquarium of the Pacific. Yes, the Aquarium of the Pacific. But keep in mind, I'm originally from Chicago, which I'm so sorry to. I don't mean to dwarf the importance of the Aquarium of the Pacific, but did you ever go to the aquarium there? Oh, my God.
I've never been to Chicago. I've heard it's fantastic,
huge,
though.
Unbelievable. So this is very nice, and it's obviously beautiful outside. But, yeah, the aquarium in Chicago is really, like, great. But I do like to go to, you know, like I said, in California, it's all about, you know, I love all the, it's just so beautiful, and the mountains and the trees and the flowers and the ocean, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And hello, everywhere else in the country. It's like 103 degrees with 90% humidity, whereas, okay, here in the valley, I'm in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
It might get up to 90, but we, not the humidity. So, love it!
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Well,
yeah, so I can't really be complaining about that. Just like my big thing now, please, how can we gotta get rid of the assault rifles, especially for women at women's conferences and kids going to school and, you know, going to the movies and going to a beauty parlor, whatever, right?
Well, this could be your next book.
I'm serious, you know, or have a video, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that. That's really important. Because what I love about the video, and, you know, I have stuff on YouTube. Like, who doesn't, right?
Right.
They have my parody of Lady Gaga. And
which is hilarious, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I hope you like it. Yeah. But, you know, everybody puts stuff up for instant, you know, for like a quick little 3 minutes, you know, video, I guess it would be a, what would you call it, videography.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that could be something.
Yeah, I love the fact that you're still engaged in popular culture, and
I can't help it.
Yeah,
isn't that what life is about? How could you not? You have to be living in, I don't know, in some mountain village in Nevada or wherever, right? Wyoming.
Right. Or just turning off the TV.
Oh, here's what gets me too. Every winter, what is with these guys who decide that their testosterone just gets the better of them, and they go, "No, we really need to go. We really need to go mountain climbing in January, when we know there's going to be an avalanche." Okay, what is with that? They do that, and what invariably happens? We have to go rescue them. And we're very lucky if there's even one survivor. But there usually is none. Right? Why do they have to do that?
Well,
am I right? Don't every winter, every January, oh, yeah, well, no, now is the time. We just have to do it.
Well, in one sense, you know, it is definitely an expensive burden on the community. But at the same
time, but it's guaranteed suicide in a way, right?
Well, it's thinning the herd.
Yeah, okay, but so these guys are just stupid. I mean, let's just say that. It's just not nice to say, but go to the gym, bozo.
What other conclusion could you come to?
Yeah, because they know, and don't they look at the repeat of what happens? Do they go, oh, okay, well, this happens for the last 200 years. Every January, you know, seven guys go, where is it that they always go? Like near, I don't know, the highest, whatever, you know, snow cat, where there's going to be avalanche.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, right?
Yes.
Yes. Somewhere in Colorado,
mm-hmm,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Is it Vail?
They don't. Pardon?
Vail?
There's even higher mountains, though. What is the... Well, I don't know, because I can't be bothered with the stupidity, you know? I just can't. So, they don't care. They don't... Oh, yeah, this just happened a year ago, and seven guys did it. Well, we want to reenact that. But hello, with the same result. I don't know. Do they think that they're Superman and they're going to? Yeah, well, we're going to be the one set of seven guys that's going to beat this.
Well,
I don't know. What do you think?
I think that.
I'm asking now. I don't know.
I really, as a man, I would say that there is a certain drive to accomplish greatness through physical prowess, but
yeah,
at the same time, I feel that.
But we have to use a little bit of common sense.
Well, you know,
what is the male drive to accomplish physical prowess versus Mother Nature in at the top, at the highest mountain in January.
Well, let me ask you this.
A little bit.
Let me ask you this. Why is it that there is a hardwired sort of almost lizard brain attraction by women to men with strong physical characteristics, regardless of whether they have any brains whatsoever?
That might be when you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's because you want to. That's natural, because your natural instinct is to go for a physical specimen, you know, because right in our DNA, we say, oh, well, we want, because let's face it, especially here in California, everything is based on your looks. You know, you're kidding yourself. You go into it. It's based on your looks. So, and basically your face, you're always judged first right away, whether people want to admit it consciously, you're judged on how you look. Yes?
I think so. Sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless you're lucky enough to be in an audience with, you know, Stevie Wonder and... right? No, but I mean, that would be great, you know, but that's not what's happening. So, you know, I think the strongest instinct when you're young is to go for that, right?
Sure. Yeah, but
and
I
then
think
as you get older, you go, oh, I just need someone who can, you know, someone to take out the trash. And you know,
I just want someone to hold me.
And drive me to Long Beach without getting into, you know, a drive-by. Right?
Right.
Isn't that about it?
That's about it. Well, I just want somebody to hold me. You know,
Thank you. Yeah. There you go. Okay?
Yeah.
So there you go. Just a warm body after a certain age. Right?
Yeah, my wife
is... When you're young, the instinct is, yeah, you do, I think that's the...
Well,
know?
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking...
Oh, God, I don't know how funny this was. Oh, well, anyway.
You know what? It's perfect. And I thank you sincerely. I really do. And
oh, well, thank you. It was fun. But maybe we did come up with a new kind of conference, you know, how women, self-help for women to protect themselves with assault rifles.
Absolutely. I think it would be really empowering, you know, to learn how to strip and reassemble an assault weapon and fire it. You know, load it, all those things. But I just want to tell you personally that I am such a big fan of yours, and it's really a treat.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love hearing that. You've made my day.
Yeah, I really am. And
then I must come to Long Beach more.